Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Yishmas Avimor of David Sibin of Yosef, as well as to the safety of the hostages, the safety of the Chayalim, and the Refuah Shleima to all the Cholim. Today's daf is Bava Kama daf Mem Zayin. And we left off a few lines down on Mem Zayin Amad Aleph at the words Ve'omar Rava. About eight lines down on Mem Zayin Amad Aleph. Good morning to Reb Mordechai, to Reuven from Harrisburg, to Avram Moshe HaKohen, to Chana Chanach, to Avram David, to Tzvika, to Dr. Joe, and to Harav Eliezer Dov. Ve'omar Rava. Rava goes back to the case in the Mishnah where a pregnant ox, where an ox gores a pregnant cow. So how do we evaluate the fetus? Ve'omar Rava. Ein shaman lepar b'fnei atzma. V'levlad b'fnei atzma. You don't evaluate the value of the mommy by itself and the value of the baby by itself. Ella shaman levlad al gav para. Rather, we evaluate the fetus as the amount that it was worth in the cow. We'll see why in a minute. Now, at first, the Gemara thinks the reason is Shem Iyat to Omer Kane, because if you just evaluate the fetus separately and not what it's worth in the cow, meaning how much the cow is now worth less without the fetus, Nimtza to Makasham as a mazik. You're causing the mazik to lose more money. Good morning, Yitzchak Aryeh. You're calling him out, and the Gemara's going to ask in a minute, like, what's so bad about that? If he's losing more money, he's the mazik. He deserves to lose. But Nimtza to Makasham as a mazik. The same thing applies if you cut off your Eved Kanani, your friend's Eved Kanani's hand. You don't evaluate the hand by itself, how much money would a person take to have their Eved's hand cut off. No, you evaluate what the Eved is worth with the hand and what the Eved is worth without the hand. Not the hand by itself, but the difference in value between what is slave. Apparently that's less money. It's going to be less. And by the way, it's not just an Eved. Why not your friend's hand? Same thing. But just usually the way you evaluate your hand, your friend's hand, is how he's worth as an Eved. So Tosar Rebbeinu Peretz says, well, we just skip the middleman. Let's just talk straight about the Eved Kanani. V'chein ha-tamoti b'mazik sadeh shel chavero. The Rush writes, this is the whole source. The Torah says, uvi'er b'stei acher. That you evaluate shaman al-gav sada. You don't evaluate if a guy eats a bushel of wheat from someone's field. You don't evaluate how much the bushel itself is worth. You evaluate how much the field is worth with the bushel and without the bushel. The Gemara says, why? I'm only Ravacha Bereid the Rav al-Ravashi. V'i dinohu likchish mazik. Don't tell me, oh, because then you're going to make the mazik worth less money. Well, if that's the halacha, then he should lose less money. What kind of a logic is that? You don't want the guy to lose more money. If he deserves to lose the money, he should lose the money. Answers the Gemara, no. The reason why you evaluate Mishum to Amar Le, the Mazik can say to the Nizik, Parama Barta Azikascha. When my ox gored your cow was pregnant at the time. So we evaluate the whole ox, one big pregnant ox, and now I made it lose its fetus. So how much was it worth with the fetus, and how much is it worth without the fetus? It's one big thing. So paramabarta shaymin lach. So I have to evaluate how much is a pregnant ox worth and how much is the ox worth without the fetus. Now, says the Gemara, pshita, it is obvious, para dechad, uvlad dechad, like the speaker, the case we said yesterday. The mommy is owned by one person, but the baby is owned by somebody else. Pitma, the extra fat in the cow. Now, apparently, when a cow gets pregnant, it also develops some extra fat. So who gets that? When you damage the pregnant cow, it also has fat. But is that because of the baby or is that because of the mommy? So that's obvious labal para. The fat is part of the owner of the cow, even though the reason it got the extra fat is because of the baby. At the end of the day, the fat is for sure part of the mommy. But what about nafcha? I guess one is like the weight, extra weight, and one is the extra like volume. Or nafcha means, the Rishonim struggle, what exactly nafcha is. It means it appears to be more healthy because it's pregnant. It appears to be more robust. Not the actual fat, but the appearance of it, who gets that? Nafcha mai. So Rav Papa Amar, Labal Para, Rav Achbrei the Rav Ika Amar, Cholkin. They split it. Vehilchasa Cholkin, that the owner of the cow and the owner of the fetus split that because the bulging of the animal, it's really, they split it because it's really part of both of their value. Okay, now the next mission is going to talk about, good morning Avram Simcha, great to see you. The next mission is going to talk about a potter that brings his pots into somebody else's rishus and they get damaged or do damage. Who's responsible, and does it make a difference whether the guy brought the pots in there with permission or he brought the pots in there without permission? Says the Mishnah. Hakadar, a potter, somebody who makes pots. Shehichnes kederos of l'chatzar balabais shelobershus. A machlogos erishem, a mishita mugubetzes, quotes two opinions. When it says shelobershus, does that mean I told you you can't come in here or I just didn't give you permission to come in here? Two different opinions. But either way, it's shelob reshus, but that might make a difference if I told you you may not come in versus I just didn't give you permission to come in. But let's assume even shelob reshus means I just didn't give you permission. Okay? Hakadar sheikh neskideros l'chotzer l'chotzer rabbis shelob reshus.
Even if he physically said to him, don't come into my yard because my cow is a bad cow.
Oh, so we'll see. So we'll see. So if it's so, maybe certainly in that case. But Dr. Jha, I'm saying a bigger chiddush. Not only that case, where for sure I'm Pater, the owner. Even if I just didn't give you rishus, you just walked into my house with no rishus into my backyard. I didn't give you rishus. You're right. I would say Kavah Chomer, that case, I'm exempt. But the Mishnah says, even in this case, again, according to the Shidugur, it's two opinions. A potter who brings his pots, Shimon brings his pots into Reuven's backyard, without permission from Reuven. V'shibabem t'shal ba'abayis, and Reuven's ox, who's in, running around in the backyard, tramples Shimon's pots. Potter! So Reuven is exempt from that. Who told you to bring your pots into my backyard and put them on the... So I'm Potter. You shouldn't have come in. However, and not only that, v'mehuska bahen, if my ox trips and breaks its leg because of your pots, in the middle of my backyard, balak deros chayev. It's like you dug a bore in my rishus. You're chayev. Vim hichnis birshus. However, vim hichnis birshus. But if I expressly permitted you to come into my backyard, I said, sure, come into my backyard and put your pots down. Balachotzer chayev. So then if my ox gores destroys your pots. When I say you can come into my backyard and put your pots there, the assumption is I am taking responsibility for any damage that my animal does there, even if I don't say it explicitly. And the Rishonim point out, not only am I chayev, but also if your pots damage my ox, you're putter. Because I told you it's okay to put your stuff there. That means I'm going to watch my oxen and make sure they don't go there. So says the Meiri, that if my ox gets damaged by your pots and I said you can come in there with permission, then you're putter. And similarly, that's case one by oxen. Hichnes peros of l'chatzar balabais. The Gemara now is going to have the exact same story by fruit and the exact same story by oxen. Hichnes peros of l'chatzar balabais shelo b'rishus. If you brought your fruit into my backyard without permission, and my animal ate your fruit, potter! You had no rishus. Now the Tiferes Tzor writes, even though I'm potter, but the fact that if my animal got benefit, that I don't have to feed it lunch, I still have to pay it mashananis. I did get hana. I'm saving money on the lunch. That I do have to give you. I don't have to pay damages, but I do have to, if I got hana from your stuff, it's like yored l'tok steak chaveir shalom b'shus. Right? Vim huska behen. And if my animal gets damaged from your fruit, my animal trips on your fruit and breaks its leg, bala peres chayiv. You came in without permission, so you're chayiv. Vim hichnes b'shus. But if you brought the fruit in there with permission, bala chotzer chayiv. Then if my animal eats them, I'm chayev. And similarly, a third case, Tosus, in the bottom Tosus here, asks, why do you need the same case three times? Mamish, the exact same thing. Why do I need three times? We'll see it in a minute. Third case, Hichnis Shoro Lachatza Balabais. If you brought your ox into my backyard, Shalobar Shus. V'nukho shosh balabais, my ox scores your ox. Oshenashko kabosh balabais, or my dog bit you, the Rishonim talk about, is every dog automatically bite? So some say the chiddush of the dog is that, even though you wouldn't have expected a dog to bite an ox, a dog would bite another dog, but a dog ain't going to start up with an ox. But no, even for that, you're responsible, if it was Rishus. But if it's shalob Rishus, if my ox scored you, or my dog bit you, sam pater. If your ox scored my ox, you're chayev. But again, if it was Bereshus, no. Again, Nafal Laboro Vehivish Memov. If your ox, you came in Shalob Bereshus, if your ox falls into my drinking water well and it destroys all the water, chayev, Shalob Bereshus. How your Aviv Obeno Lusoch, if my dad was, if Reuven's father or his son was in the bar, and your ox walks in Shalob Rishus and falls into the bar and kills Reuven's father, Reuven's son, Mishalim Esa Kofer. You're going to pay Kofer. V'mhechas Rishus. But if you were allowed to come in there, so then Bala Chotzer Chayev. If my ox gores your ox, I'm Chayev. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Bekulon, in all of these cases, even if I allowed you to come in Bereshus, no, I allow you to come in. That doesn't necessarily mean I'm saying that you're going to be protected. Rebbe says, I'm only taking, when I allow you to come in and my ox gores your ox or my ox eats your food, I'm only chayv if I expressly stated when you can come in, I'm hereby taking responsibility for the stuff that you bring in. If you don't take responsibility, just the fact that I allowed you to walk in there does not mean that I am taking responsibility for your stuff. Rebbe disagrees.
What's the hobby of Shalom Bashus? Why would you really think that he would be responsible?
Good question. Why do I even need this? At the end of the day, my ox damaged your ox. Why do you necessarily assume that just because, I mean, so just because you walk into my backyard, I'm allowed to punch you in the face just because you walk into my backyard? Is that maybe not? Chiddush says, yeah, you're right. I am allowed to punch you in the face, but just because you walk in, you're not bothering me. So my ox is allowed to gore your ox just because you're, I guess that's the chiddush, but I don't know. It's a good question. Just take a look at the bottom Tosas. Hakedush ni derosav. Hanach tlas above it tzrichi. So Tosas says, we need all three cases. Isn't it exactly the same thing? What was the first case? Your pots, your fruit, your ox. Each one is teaching you a bigger chiddush. How so? If I only say that if I let you bring my pots in, I'm chayev. If I let you bring a pots in, because pots are very fragile, so presumably I'm taking responsibility. Having b'shus chayev l'fisha no chos lishaver, they're easily broken. So probably I'm accepting responsibility. Avol peros lo. Also, it's easy for my animal to eat them. But just because I'm taking responsibility that my animal's not going to eat your animal, I'm not going to eat your fruit, that doesn't mean that my animal's not going to gore your ox. Maybe like I would have no havamina that my animal's going to gore your ox. Yeah, the fruit, I realize that my animal's going to eat it, so I got to take responsibility. But maybe I'm not taking responsibility that my ox is going to gore your ox. Kamashla, no. Even that I'm responsible for. Okay. Let's see the Gemara. So first the Gemara asks, there seems to be a contradiction from case number one to case number two. Let's remember, Tanakhama says that whenever I give you rishus to come in, I'm taking responsibility that if my ox damages anything, I'm chayev. But Rebbe said, no, only if you expressly accept the responsibility of chayev, even if I allow you to come in, that's not tantamount to taking responsibility. So the Gemara reads the Mishnah carefully and says, it seems to be a contradiction here. Taima de Shalob Rishus. So the beginning case is, the reason why you're chayev for damaging my stuff. If your ox comes in, I say, I say, I never gave you permission. Or even, let's say, I said, you're not allowed to come. And then you come in, and then your ox eats my stuff. So when are you chayav? Because it's shalom b'shus. Habrishus, that sounds like just allowing you to come in. The Mishnah really says, if it's shalom b'shus, you chayav. The implication is, if I just allow you to come in, you're pater. Against the Rebbe. Habrishus, lo b'chayav b'akhdeir, z'miskei b'hem d'dva'al chatzah. V'lo amrinan, kibul ha'kavel, b'akhdeir, z'nitirusa d'b'hem d'dva'al chatzah. I'm sorry. Right, time with the shalom b'shus. Habrishus. But if I allowed you to come in, lo m'chayev b'alkaderos, if I allow you to come in, so then the implication is, right, again, the reason why, if my animal eats your fruit, shalom b'shus. Because, I'm sorry, we're talking about the pots. Let's take simple in the pots case, right? The reason why, if your animal trips on my pots, why am I chayav? My pots are chayav for damaging your animals because you came in without permission. Habrishus, that implies that in a case of where I allowed you to bring your pots in, lo mechayav ba'al kederes b'niske behemto d'ba'al chatzah. That implies that if you came in without permission, if you came in with permission. So if my animal trips, Reuven's animal trips on Shimon's pots, and Shimon came in Rishus, so Shimon is Pater if you came in Rishus. V'lo Amrinan. And we don't say that once, we don't say that when I allowed you to bring your pots in, even though I never expressly accepted upon myself responsibility, nevertheless, it's automatic. Kibule kabel bal kaderos nitirusa debem to debal chotzer. Even though you never expressly accepted any responsibility here, right? I allowed you to come in, so we say you're putter. Even though you never. Again, la amrina kibula kaba bal kaderos nitirusa debem to debal chotzer, that the owner of the pots is accepting upon himself to watch the animal of the bal chotzer that he's not going to get damaged. Money, Rebbe d'amar kol b'stama lo kibula lav nitirusa. This is the right. When I bring my pots, if Shimon brings his pots into Reuven's domain, birshus, Reuven lets him come in. So Shimon's chayav for the damages that his pots cause, even though Shimon never expressly accepted any responsibility for the damage. He never said he's taking responsibility. So that's, again, that sounds like it's like Rebbe. D'amar kol b'stama lo kibul terusa. Right? Once you let me come in, so I never accepted any responsibility, and therefore I'm not chayav if my pots damage you, because I never accepted responsibility. So that sounds like Rebbe. That sounds like Rebbe, that if you don't expressly accept responsibility, you're going to be putter. So if I allow you to bring your pots in, you're putter on the damage to my animal, even though you never accepted, because you never accepted responsibility. Even though you never accepted responsibility. So it's like Rebbe. But the Gemara says, wait a second, but Ema Seifa. Im hichnis birshus, but the Seifa says, if the potter brought his pots in there, birshus, and the owner's ox breaks its leg on the pots, so I'm sorry. Ema Seifa. Im hichnis birshus. If you brought your pots in there, birshus, and my animal breaks your pots, Bal chotzer chayev, I'm chayev. Wait, but I never accepted responsibility. I just said, come in. Asan the rabbanon, da'ami b'stama nami, kibul l'kabel len t'ruza. I'm chayev. So the beginning, the diuk from the reisha sounds like Rebbe, that if you don't accept responsibility, you're exempt. From the case of where when I allowed you to come in birshus, you brought your pots in birshus, sounds like you're exempt, even though you never accepted responsibility. you're exempt, like Rebbe. But the second case sounds like Rabbanan. Damri b'stamanami can be the kavulan terusa. Says the Gemara. And furthermore, Rebbe Omer, the end, the third case, at the end we say, Rebbe says, Bekulan einu chayv ad shekabalo abayis l'shmar. You're not chayv for responsibility unless you accept responsibility. So wait a second. So now we have Reisha v'seifa is Rebbe. The first case is like Rebbe, and the last case is like Rebbe. Umetziyas harabban, and the middle case is going like chachamim. So answering on my Rebbe's there, yeah, Tavra, you're right. It's very difficult. Misha shanazu lo shanazu, you're right. The Reisha is Rebbe, the Seifa is Rebbe, but the middle is Rabbanan. Rava says, no, you don't have to say that. Kula Rabbanani. Really, the diak that we made is not correct. Really, the Reisha and the Mitziyasa is all going like Rabbanan. The whole beginning of the Mishnah is Rabbanan. Even if the Bala Chatzar did not explicitly state that he's accepting upon himself the Shmira of your pots, if I allow you to bring my pots in, I have to wash the pots. The implication of the Reisha is that if I allow you to bring the pots in, you are exempt on paying for the damages of my animal when I let you in. Even Rabbanan, that's not just Rebbe. Even Rabbanan agreed to that. Over Shus, Shmiras, Kedeiros, Kiro, Labal Chatzar, when I allow you to bring your pots in, I'm accepting upon myself watching of your pots, Vafil Nishbu Baruch. Even if they break just by the wind. Even if I didn't watch them, no matter what happens to your pots, I'm taking responsibility. Whether your pots get damaged, that's what I'm taking myself responsibility. You're not taking any responsibility. And therefore, you are exempt from anything. I take full responsibility. When you come into my rishus, I take full responsibility. And even Rabbanan agree to that. Once it's rishus, you have no responsibility. I'm taking full responsibility for your pots, and that's why, even though you didn't take any responsibility, you're still pater. I'm responsible for everything. Says the Mishnah, Hichnis peiros of l'chatzar bala bayis. If you brought your fruit into my chatzar, so if my ox breaks his leg, if it was shalom rishus, so you're chayev. Amarav, lo shalom shalchuk l'chaban. When are you chayev for bringing fruit in? Only if my ox trips on your fruit. Aval achla, but if my ox got damaged by overeating your fruit, putter. Then even if you put the fruit in there, shelo b'rishus, if my ox overate, so it's putter, my timer. Aval shelo tochal. Again, so Eli, here's back to what you said before. Like, there are some limits to this. It's not like anything. If my ox just overate and ate, so you shouldn't have eaten so much. So you brought the damage on yourself by eating too much. Rav Sheshis disagrees. I'm Rav Sheshis. Hamina, I think, kinayim v'shachiv Rav, amal hashmaita. Rav must have said this teacher when he was sleeping. Like he says, I can't believe this. What do you mean? If the animal ate too much, so you're not chayev? You put too much food in front of my animal. Tisanya, we learned in a brisa, hanosein sam hamavas lifnei behemas chaveiro. If I put poison in front of your animal and your animal eats the poison and it dies, so patur midini adam chayev dini shemayim. It's a grumma. It's not considered to be direct. I didn't feed it actively. I just put it near it so it was able to. So I'm chayev dini shemayim. Sama mavasu delo avidi de'achla. The reason why I'm patur midini adam is because I placed poison in front of it, and poison is something you could expect the animal should have sniffed it and not eaten it. So it's just a grum. Aval peros davidi de'achla, but stuff that you expect an animal to eat, bedini adam nami mechayev. You're chayev for putting it, if it eats too much and it dies because it ate too much, I'm chayev. Vamai, havalash lo tochal. Why don't we say we blame the animal for overeating? So you see from this brisa that Rav is wrong. That we do blame people for placing too much food in front of the animal. Answer the Gemara, no. Rav can defend the kasha. Amrei, hu adin afilu peiros nami patur midini adam. No. maybe the braisa really holds, even if I put too much food in front of a person, I'm also potter because it should not have eaten it. And the chiddush of this braisa is, the reason the braisa talked about poison, even poison that you would have expected that the animal should have sniffed it and realized not to eat it, it's not usual for an animal to eat poison. So maybe you should even be patur b'dina shamayim, chay b'dina shamayim. No, you still did something wrong, so you have to pay b'dina shamayim, even though Bezdin can't convict you. That's one answer. V'ibai, same in the Gemara, gives a second answer. Second answer is no. Really? Maybe with poison, you are patur b'dina shamayim. This poison, nami ba'afrazda. This was a poison that looked like grass. And they specifically made it look like grass to have the animal specifically eat it. The hainu peri, which is mamish like peros. So just like you'd be chayev on this poison, you'd be chayev on peros. The same thing, like Rav said.
Are these instances where I drop my ox off in your yard, or I bring the ox in with me?
Which instances?
Well, if we're talking about, like, okay, so my ox overeats. Well, is it my responsibility to watch my ox in your yard?
Right. So, no, the case was like this, Avi. I brought my fruit into your backyard, and your ox overate my fruit. Okay. So your ox was where it was supposed to be.
Got it.
Okay. Right? So, we said that if your ox trips on my fruit, I'm chayev. With shalom brishus. But if your ox overate, Rav said, I'm putter, because your ox had no business overeating. Yeah. But so Rav Sheshit said, no, even if I put too much food in there, I'm chayev. So Rav disagrees, and we gave two answers to answer up why the price is not against Rav. Meisve will ask another kash against Rav. If a woman brings her wheat to borrow someone's grinder, to grind up her wheat. Shelo b'rishus, the guy has a grindstone in his backyard. The woman brings her wheat in without his permission. And the grindstone owner's animal ate up the wheat. Putter. V'imhuska. Chayevis, and if the animal got damaged by slipping, tripping on the wheat, then huska, chayevis. Now, huska, it sounds like she didn't eat them, right? Va'amai, ne'mahavale. So, huska, right, the Gemara thinks huska means it got damaged by eating them. Says Gemara, va'amai, why? Ne'mahavale shlo tochal, shouldn't have eaten against Rav. No. So, Amri, the Gemara says, is this kasha better than the kasha from the Mishnah? We had even mimastisin. Do kim neshuch? Go ahead. Maybe it means he tripped on them. But maybe if it ate too much, it would be putter. So maybe it means that it tripped on them. Who says it means that he ate him? But maybe if he ate him, really, she'd be putter because it shouldn't have eaten it. Umar says, sounds like such an obvious point. Udekarla, my karla, what in the world was the havamina to ask from here? Isn't the answer so obvious that it tripped on it, not that it ate it? Says Umar. On Malach, no, the guy asking the question said, Bishlam Masnisin, what did the Mishnah say? Diktani, imhuska bahen. The Mishnah language was, imhuska bahen. Imhuska bahen. Sounds like it tripped on them. Shehuchka bahen. So that's like it trips on them. Avalhacha, ktani imhuska. Veloktani bahen. It doesn't say it tripped on them. It just said it got damaged. Sounds like from eating it. Achilu diktani. Sounds like it's eating it. No, lo shna, makes no difference whether it said bahen or not bahen. It could mean tripping on it. Another kash against Rav. Toshma. Another kash against Rav. Hichnes. Again, the question here is, when an animal eats something, is that considered to be the fault of the person who put the food there or the fault of the owner of the animal? So Rav said a chiddush that if I bring my fruit into your backyard without permission, and your animal overeats and gets sick and dies because it overate on the food, I'm putter because your animal shouldn't have eaten so much. So Tashma Hichnas Shor L'chatz Baal Bayis Shlo Bershus. If a guy brings his axe, Reuven brings his axe into Shimon's backyard without permission, and Shimon had his wheat out there, V'ochal Chitin. If Shimon's axe, again, it's Reuven, sorry, Shimon brought his axe into Reuven's backyard, and Reuven's wheat is there. V'ochal Chitin, and Shimon's axe eats the wheat, the hitris, and he gets sick from eating the wheat, and he gets diarrhea. Umeis. Because oxen don't usually eat wheat. They eat barley. So this ox saw the wheat there, he eats it, and he dies. Pater. V'mhichnes b'rishus. But if I allowed him to come in, fala chater chayev. If I allowed him to come in, so I'm chayev for him eating my wheat. It's against Rav. Amai havalish lo yochel. Very nice, I allowed you to come in. Does that mean I'm saying that if you eat my wheat, I'm going to take responsibility? Your animal shouldn't have eaten my wheat. Havalei shlo tochal. So your animal damaged itself. Amar Rava, yeah, the difference over there is birshus ashalo birshus karamis. You're asking Akasha from a case of where you brought your fruit in shalo birshus and I allowed you to bring my cow in birshus. If I allow you to bring the cow in birshus, that means I'm taking responsibility that it's not going to eat the wheat. Birshus shmiras shor kibalolo. Even if the cow strangled itself, I'm taking responsibility that there's no damage. And the last case on today's daf. Right, the Chachamim hold against Rebbe that if I give you permission to bring your ox in there, I'm accepting responsibility for any damage that happens to it. And according to Rebbe, it's only if I explicitly accept the responsibility. But the question is, am I only accepting, whether like Rebbe or Chacham, either way, I'm accepting responsibility. But am I only accepting responsibility for damage that my stuff does to your ox? What about if I allow your ox to come into my backyard? I allow to bring, does that mean I'm accepting responsibility that anyone else's stuff does in my backyard also? Or only stuff that my oxen do to your stuff? That's the Gemara's kasha now. And it's going to be going from today's daf, it's going to go into tomorrow's daf. Ibailahu, the Bnei Yishiv asked a two-sided halachic informational question. Heichad the Kabbalah of Terusa. When I give you permission, or according to Rebbe that I accepted Achrayus, or according to Chachamim that I didn't accept Achrayus, but just telling you to come in, that means I accepted Achrayus. Just allowing you to come in, according to Chachamim, means I'm responsible. Heichad the Kabbalah of Terusa. Mahu. Did Nafshehu the Kabbalah? Am I only accepting responsibility for your acts? Damage that happens from my stuff to your ox? If your ox trips on my fruit, if my ox gores your ox. Odim afin trusa da'alma. Maybe when I say you're welcome to keep your ox in my backyard, I'm accepting responsibility not only that my ox is not going to damage your ox, but even I'm going to protect your ox that nobody else's ox is going to damage your ox. Toshma, come on here, proof. Tatani Rabbi Bar Simon, the Nezikin de Beikarim. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Simon learned in the Shir, learning Masech Nezikin in the house of the rabbi whose name was Karna, the Beis Medrash of Karna. Hichnis peiros of lachatz baal bayis shelo b'rishus. If Shimon brings his fruit into Reuven's backyard without Reuven's permission, ubashar mimakom acher, and somebody else's ox comes, va'achlan pater. So clearly, the Baal Bais is Pater. V'mhiches b'rishus. But if Shimon brought his fruit into Reuven's backyard with Reuven's permission, Chayav. Even if somebody else's ox eats the stuff, the homeowner is Chayav. Man Pater man Chayav. Who is it? Lav Pater Baal Chatzer. The Chayav Baal Chatzer. Aren't we saying when it says Chayav, doesn't it mean that the owner of the courtyard is Chayav? Says Mark, no. Amri, lo. Pater is Baal Ashor. The Chayav Baal Ashor. No. It means the owner of the ox is going to be Chayav, not the owner of the courtyard. V'i Baal Ashor. My Rishus and my Shalom Rishus. What did that mean? With whose Rishus? What do you mean? What's the difference? Whether or not, if a guy who's Chayav is the owner of the ox, who waited, the third party. So what's the difference whether Reuven, if the guy who's Chayav is late, again, what was the case here? Reuven allowed Shimon Reuven, the first case was Reuven did not allow Shimon to bring his fruit in, and the second case is Reuven allowed Shimon. So Levi's ox, if Reuven gave permission, so then if Reuven didn't give permission, so then the shor is putter. But if Reuven didn't give permission, Levi's chayv. Why should it make any difference whether Reuven gave permission? My bishus maishlo bishus hika. Answered the Gemara, Amre, no. Bishus, havile shein bishus hanizik. If I allowed you to come in, so havile shein bishus hanizik. When I gave you rishus, it's like I'm letting you come in. It's like your rishus. So therefore, somebody else is chayev. B'shein rishus hanizik chayevus. But shelo rishus. But if I never let you come in, so this is not your rishus. So since it's not your rishus, so the guy is going to be putter because it's like he did damage in rishus harabim, and he's going to be putter. Okay, we will stop here and we'll continue with more proofs. Again, just remember for tomorrow that what we're analyzing is if I allow you to come in, am I taking responsibility even from stuff that other people damage?
Why can't I? If somebody else,
everyone should have a great day.
If somebody else's ox came in to, if Reuven, if someone went into Reuven's property.